This happened a couple of years ago. One night, I was driving to go pick up my girlfriend from her job. She had a car, but it was in the shop getting repairs. She worked late that night until about 11 o'clock p.m. I drove the 20-minute drive to get there, and then she got into my car. We started driving back, and the roads were really quiet with it being so late. As we were on the way back, almost halfway there, my car ironically broke down. It was a somewhat old car and wasn't running that great, but I didn't expect it to break down on the side of the road like it did. With it being so late at night, neither of us knew anybody that could give us a ride. I tried restarting the car several times, but I was unsuccessful. So we were sitting there on the side of a pretty quiet road. Within the first 5 minutes of sitting there, maybe just two or three cars drove by. We finally decided to call roadside assistance, thinking they should be able to help out. After calling, we were told that they could come, but it might be a 45-minute wait. That was disappointing, but at least they would be there eventually. The place where my car was broken down was a quiet road that had mostly wild land on both sides. It was very dark and hard to see much of anything. My girlfriend and I were just chatting and going on our phones while we waited. Not long into this wait, we saw headlights of a car coming down the road behind us. We didn't think much of it, but as it approached, we noticed that it was going pretty slow. The car passed us by, and I noticed that it was an old white work van from some time in probably the 1980s. It was pretty old and creepy looking. The way it was driving was so slow, and that was a little strange too. I made a joke about it to my girlfriend, but I was actually wondering why it was going so slow. Then it drove past us and disappeared around the corner. Probably 5 or so minutes went by without a single car passing. Then we saw headlights again. As this next vehicle approached, we noticed that it was the same white van. Once again, it passed us by going pretty slow. I know that I made a comment about it being the same one. This seemed a little bit strange, but it drove out of sight like the first time, so I wasn't too nervous. Well, just a couple of minutes after that, the truck drove by yet again. We saw the headlights coming up from behind, and we even guessed that it was the same truck. Sure enough, it was. This time, though, it was going even slower than the other times. I said a joke that this was AAA arriving, but I was actually pretty nervous. The truck passed us by, but then it started to pull over to the side of the road right in front of us. It parked about 40 feet or so in front of my vehicle. We didn't know who this was or what they were doing. I wanted to leave there so badly. I tried starting my car engine again, but nothing happened. The truck just sat there for several minutes, but nobody got out. The suspense was killing me. Then we saw the front driver's door open. A man got out, but he walked around the front of his truck and then to the passenger side. I didn't get a good look at him at all. After he got to the passenger side, we couldn't really see him and he was mostly out of our view. It was almost like he was hiding behind the truck. He stayed there for a couple minutes as well. Then he started to move out and walk into our direction. My heart was racing like crazy. I felt like I needed to do something, but I didn't know what. I remember after the man had started walking, I noticed headlights of another car starting to come up behind us. Without even giving it any thought, I opened my driver's door and got out. As the car was approaching on the road, I stood in the middle of the lane and waved. I was trying to get this car to stop. When I did this, the car started to slow down. I also heard a noise from behind me and then looked over. I saw the guy getting back inside of his truck. Then he very quickly drove away out of there. When the car stopped in the road, I got out of the way and let them drive past. They probably thought that I was crazy, but it got the creepy van to drive off. I went back into my car with my girlfriend after that. We were worried that the van would come back yet again. I honestly thought that it would, but it didn't. Not very many cars came by for the rest of the time that we waited. Eventually, my roadside assistants showed up, and they were able to tow my car. I still often wonder, though, what that guy in the van was planning to do. When I was younger and in college, I used to work at this shoe store. The store was part of a strip mall that was in a very large shopping area. I worked there during the summers when I was back home at my parents' house from school. So one night, I worked later until close. I think that we closed at 10 p.m., and the store was not that big. I had worked there for a while, so I was trusted to close the store by myself. So at 10 o'clock, I finished up the things that I had to do, and then I left. When I walked outside into the parking lot, it was basically empty. When I had gotten there, things had been so busy that I had to park a long distance away in a larger parking lot. Our parking lot was shared with the other businesses in our little strip mall. There were larger stores with huge parking lots, and the parking lots were connected, so I guess it really wasn't that far away. Anyways, I walked out to my car and got inside. But when I tried starting the engine, it wouldn't start. It made a weird noise and just didn't turn over. I didn't really know anything about cars, and I wasn't sure what to do. So I called my dad and told him that it wasn't starting. He told me that he would come down and see what was going on, and he would be there in about 30 minutes. So then I just had to sit there and wait. As I was in the parking lot, I looked around. Things were extremely quiet. There were no cars nearby at all, just a few parked extremely far away on the complete other side. I just went on my phone, scrolling through social media and things like that. I remember looking up at one point and noticing a man walking through the parking lot. He was wearing a hood and looking down. He kind of walked through the parking lot near me, and then it looked like he was heading directly towards my car for a second. Then he sort of turned again and walked in another direction. He went back in the direction that he had come from, and after walking around the parking lot for several more minutes, he soon went out of sight behind a building that I worked in. The guy seemed a little bit sketchy to me. I didn't really know what he was doing. It seemed like he was kind of wandering around, like he didn't have a specific destination that he was trying to get to, and the way he was kind of eyeing my car made me nervous. For the next few minutes, everything was fine, but I really had to use the restroom. I didn't want to wait, and I knew that there was a gas station not that far away, so I decided to walk there. I was a little bit nervous to get out with that guy walking around, but he had been out of sight for several minutes now, so I decided to go. It would take me probably almost 10 minutes to get to the gas station. I got out of my car and walked. On the entire walk, I didn't see the man or anybody else. I got to the gas station, used the restroom, and was back out in less than a minute. Then I walked towards my car. When I got to the building that I worked in and was passing it, I saw my car in the parking lot still. But then I saw the same man. He was standing right next to my car and kind of messing around with it. I saw him try opening a door, and then he kind of hit at a window. As I was just standing there a good distance away, the man seemed to notice me. He stopped and then started walking in my direction. I moved back and went behind the building, but the guy was still coming after me. Soon, he reached the building, and I walked all around the back side of it. He kept following me, and then I made a lap around the entire building. When I made it around to the front again, I saw my dad in his pickup truck arriving in the parking lot. As he was driving up to my car, I started to run over there. When I did, though, the man started to run after me from behind. I was going at full speed for my dad's truck, but the man was gaining on me. I remember that when I was getting closer, my dad yelled something out his window. He was probably asking what was going on, but I don't remember what he said. The guy was so close to me that I decided not to try to get into the passenger side of my dad's truck. Instead, I ran for the bed of the pickup truck. I just jumped up and pulled myself inside. Just as I did, my dad knew what to do and he hit the gas and started speeding away. The guy reached the truck and tried to grab it, but we were going too fast for him to jump in. He ran with it trying to chase us for a few moments, but we were able to leave the parking lot and get away from him. I rode in the back of my dad's truck until we made it a good distance away. Then he stopped and I got into the passenger seat. After that, my dad called the cops and told them that some guy was chasing me in the parking lot. We returned to the scene to find that the man was gone, but there were a few noticeable dents all over my car. He must have kicked at it a bunch or hit it with something. I was so mad about it. But the car was old and not very nice, to be honest. I ended up getting a new one not long after that. I'm a female, and this happened when I was 19. At the job I had during that time, I used to work some really late nights. I no longer work there, but I do miss it sometimes because I think it was kind of fun. But I also did have one scary experience. It happened one Thursday night after a particularly late shift. I think that I got off at about midnight, and so I was driving back really late. The drive back home usually took about 15 minutes, and I lived with my parents at this time. Several minutes into the drive, I was sort of on a quiet road, and my car just started smoking. I didn't know what was going on. I pulled the car over to the side of the road and turned it off. Basically, right when my car stopped, I noticed a truck pulling over behind me. The road was mostly quiet, but this pickup truck, I guess, had been driving behind me. Maybe he saw the smoke and wanted to see if I was okay. So I was in my car with it stopped, and I immediately saw the driver's door to the truck behind me open, and then I saw a man get out and walk towards me. He was a bigger guy, who looked to be slightly older than I was. I opened up my door, got out, and said hi to him. He was very friendly right away, and said that he noticed my car smoking and asked me what happened. I said that I didn't know, and I wasn't much of a car person. I remember him saying that I couldn't drive it like that, and asked me where I was going. Then he offered to give me a ride to my parents' house. I accepted his offer. I know, that was stupid. I didn't know the guy at all, but he just seemed friendly to me, and I didn't think anything bad could happen. I was young and I made a bad choice. So anyways, I got into his truck on the passenger side, and he got into the driver's seat. It was a pretty big truck. Right away, when I got in, he started talking to me and remained friendly. He asked me where I was coming from, and then asked me about my job and stuff. As he was driving, I was basically just answering his questions and talking to him. Before I knew it, we were probably 10 minutes into the drive. I had told him my address where I live, and right away he said, "Oh, I know exactly where that is." But I remember that I noticed he didn't turn where he was supposed to. When I pointed that out, he said, "Oh, I just gotta stop somewhere quick. You don't mind, right?" I was just like, "Oh, okay." I should have said, "What do you mean you have to stop somewhere? It's after midnight and we were driving in the middle of nowhere. What could you possibly have to do?" That's where I got suspicious. In a kind of break in the conversation, I started to take out my phone. I knew my parents were probably asleep, but I wanted to try to call them and let them know what happened. I didn't work the next day, so we'd be able to go down and get the car. But right when I took my phone out, the man driving said, "What are you doing there?" I started to say that I was going to text my mom, but he interrupted me. He asked me what kind of phone I had, and I said iPhone. He then said some nonsense, like he was planning to buy one, and asked me to show him the size. When I held it up to him, he instantly snatched it out of my hand. Then he opened up his window and tossed it out. I was shocked. I asked him what he was doing, but he didn't answer me. That's when everything changed, and I knew I was really in trouble. We drove in silence for the next few minutes. I was too scared to really say anything. I had no idea where we were even driving to anymore. We were just going down random country roads is what it looked like. After I'm not even sure how long, he finally drove down this really quiet road and then came to a stop on it. We were at the end of this really long driveway that looked like it was going into the woods. After stopping the truck, he told me to get out as he got out on his side. I got out of the truck and he was quickly around to my side. When he reached me, he grabbed my arm and started to lead me up the driveway. He was much bigger than I was, so I didn't think I would be able to fight him or anything. When we started to walk though, I turned and just kicked him in the groin as hard as I could. He let go of me and dropped to the ground. Then I took off running. I don't think that he was able to get up and chase after me right away. I had no clue as to where I was, but when I crossed the street, I ran into the woods. I knew that I had to take advantage of this, and I didn't stop running. When I made it through this woods, I found myself on another random quiet road. I started running alongside the road, but soon I actually saw headlights up ahead. There was a car driving. I went out into the middle of the road and started waving my arms like crazy. I didn't care who was driving the car. The odds are they weren't as crazy as the guy that I had just escaped from. But as the car approached, I then saw blue and red lights start to flash on it. This was a police car. I felt 10 times better instantly. They stopped, and I told the officer what happened. He called for backup, and when we went back to the guy in the truck's driveway, he was gone. The police drove me back home and asked me several more questions. Long story short, they later did find the guy who had picked me up. That was by far the scariest experience of my life. One morning, a couple of years ago, I was going to leave for work. I worked at a pretty typical office job, and I live in a house just outside of the city. I went out to my car that was in my detached garage. When I got inside and tried starting the engine, though, it wouldn't start. This was strange because my car had been running fine up until this point. It wasn't even that old. It even ran well the day before. I didn't have time to look and see what was wrong, though. I had to be at work, so I took out my phone and I called a Lyft. Luckily, I live close enough to the city that I could pretty easily find one, and they got me to work on time. So after getting to work, the day went pretty normal. I had to take another Lyft back from the office to my home, and then when I got back, I decided to see my car. I was going to check and see what was wrong and then bring it to a shop. When I got out into my garage, I popped the hood and then took a look. The engine was all messed up. Now, I'm not a mechanic, but I could tell that the engine had been tampered with. I didn't know who would do this though, or why, or even how. I was really frustrated. So I was standing there in my garage, trying to think of how this could happen. I was looking around, and when I did, I noticed something to my right. Down underneath some shelves in my garage, I saw a man hiding and looking at me. When I noticed him, he instantly started moving, realizing that I had located him. My only reaction was to move away. Then, he got up and I noticed that he was holding a hammer in his hands. That's when I knew that I needed to run. I left the garage and ran around to my house. I got inside and locked the door behind me. The man reached the door probably 10 seconds later. He tried entering, and when he realized that the door was locked, he started banging on the window with the hammer. I got out my phone and hit 911. Then I ran to the back side of my house. It didn't take long before I heard glass breaking. This man had to be insane. I heard a bunch of noise by the front door as I was talking to the police at the far back side of my house. Soon I could tell that the man had made it inside. At that point, I quickly left my house out the back door. Then I ran out of my backyard into my neighbor's and then made my way to the street. I just wanted to get away from that guy. I no longer saw him or heard him. I told the police to hurry up, and then I walked around the street looking out for the man. I walked along the street for probably close to 10 minutes. I didn't see the man though. Then I noticed the police were arriving. I went back over and met them, and they entered my house through the now open front door. I remained outside with other officers for several minutes. Soon, they emerged with the man that had broken in, and he was arrested. I think he must have been on drugs or something. The guy seemed totally crazy. When I went back inside my house, I saw that he had smashed up a bunch of stuff. He must have taken the hammer to everything. I'm just glad that he didn't take it to me. I luckily had insurance and didn't have to pay a whole lot for the repairs, but unfortunately, it still took a while to get everything fixed that the man had broke. I don't know how or why, but somehow he got into my garage. He messed up my car, and then must have been hiding in there all day, including when I tried to start my car in the morning. Then when I noticed him, he tried to attack me. I'm really glad that the man was caught. This story happened back when I was 16 years old. I had recently got my first job, which was working at a restaurant. I remember that during this time, my parents let me use their old car that was barely running. It broke down on me once, but we were able to get it running again. For a few weeks, the car was actually pretty reliable. I drove it to and from school and work as well. One night, I worked sort of late. After getting off, I started driving home. It usually took about 15 minutes, and we lived a little ways away in a more rural area. So as I was driving, the roads were quiet, and there was mostly just woods on both sides. The car just started losing power out of nowhere and basically dying. I didn't know what to do, and eventually it slowed down and it wouldn't go anymore. I got off to the side of the road, and tried to start the car, but nothing happened at all. It was the same thing as before when it had broken down. I really wasn't sure how to get it moving again. I took out my phone to call my parents, but when I did, I realized that my phone was dead, and I couldn't charge it because my car had no power. I really didn't know what to do. I wasn't near any businesses or anything. There were a few private properties around, but I didn't know if it would be a good idea to go to someone's house at this hour. I hoped that maybe my parents would realize that I hadn't returned after a while and go out looking for me. They knew that the car had a tendency to break down and that this was a possibility. But in the meantime, I didn't know what to do. I just sat there and looked around. Nobody was driving by or anything like that. Before long, it started to feel kind of spooky out there. There was a dense woods to both my left and right. I heard crickets in the background and sometimes an owl or trees blowing in the wind. But other than that, things were very quiet. I really did not want to get out of my car. I remember that probably 10 minutes into sitting there, I was casually looking around. When I did, I looked to my right in the woods and I saw a man standing half behind a tree. It was a guy with a beard, and that's all that I noticed. He was just standing there, sort of behind some trees, and watching me. I was so creeped out when I saw it, and my heart started racing like crazy. I felt helpless. What could I do? And why on earth was there a man in the woods over there? He just kept standing there, watching me. After more than a minute of this, suddenly the man disappeared back into the woods. I was still really scared. I felt maybe slightly better that he was gone, but not a whole lot. Probably 10 minutes at least went by with me just sitting there. I was constantly looking around, wondering if the man would return. Just when I was starting to feel slightly better, I looked to my right and saw the guy again. He emerged from the woods, and this time, I saw him slowly walking towards me. I watched him go all the way to the edge of the ditch on the side of the road. Now he was less than 10 feet away from me. The bearded man then walked to my passenger side door and tried opening it. Then he calmly walked around to my driver's door and tried opening that. I was so scared that I just ducked and covered. I buried my face in my hands and tried not to look. I heard him poking around my car for a little while. He tried just about every single door, and then he knocked on one of the windows. Then he came to my driver's window and started banging on it. The entire time, he didn't say a word. I looked and saw his creepy face looking right at me. It was probably the most scared I've ever been. I truly didn't know what was going to happen. At least my car was locked, but I couldn't drive it, and he might be able to break in. After banging on my driver's window for a while, the man stopped and then started going to the other side of my car again. When he made it around, that's when I saw headlights in the distance behind me. This made me feel slightly better. As they approached, though, I heard the sound of a car honking over and over again. At first, I was confused. Why was this car driving towards me honking? But as it got closer, I recognized it to be my parents. The man then ran off, away from my car and back into the woods. My parents' SUV pulled over to the side of the road behind my car, and I got out and ran over to them. I got inside, and they asked me what was going on. I told them how my car broke down, my phone was dead, and this guy just came out of the woods. We were all safely inside my parents' car now, and they called the police and reported the guy. He did not come back out of the woods, and we stayed there until the police arrived. When they got there, we spoke with the officers, and also arranged for a tow truck to come and get my car. Meanwhile, they searched the woods, but were unable to locate the man. It really creeps me out knowing that he got away. I mean, I don't know where he came from or what he was even doing. It still creeps me out to think back to it. I'm just glad that I'm okay.